الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على نبيه الذي اصطفى، وعلى آله وأصحابه والذين اتبعوه بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. وبعد، هناك إن شاء الله we start our توحيد study again. Last time we talked about الغلو concerning the graves of the righteous, will turn those graves into أوثان to be worshipped besides Allah. What is the difference between الوثن and الصنم?
The sunnah is the statue, and the al-fan, they are the idols that is worshipped other than Allah.
Don't say like this, then. We are having enough trouble with this little kid. What did you say again?
I said the sunnah is a statue.
The sunnah is a statue.
And the al-fan are the idols which are worshipped other than Allah.
I'm not very clear. Can you help me out?
A worship is anything that is worshipped.
Anything that is worshipped. And then anything that is worshipped.
Okay, right. That's what I'm saying.
So it could be a tree, or it could be a grave, or it could be anything that is worshipped.
Okay, can I understand?
Hmm?
Okay,
can you understand?
It could. مَا عَوْدَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ الْوَثَنَ. And الصَّنَمْ is the statue. Who is Allah?
Allah is a man who used to make food for the people who come to Hajj.
Mm-hmm.
And when he died, people started making a grave and to make dua for the grave. And then they ended up calling him one of the big idols.
Then he will become one of the big idols. Mm-hmm. What is the connection between the story of Allah and the chapter that we were studying?
Because what happened was, when he was buried, the people used to go to the grave and remorse and stuff. So it then became, the grave itself then became a place, it became an al-fan.
So what is the word that described in that prophet? Al-ghulu.
Right, they became
al-ghulu in his grave, right. And al-ghulu in him turned that situation to be taking a God with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam protected al-tawheed and blocked all the ways that will lead to shirk. What is the ayah that in that chapter that talks about this issue?
That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't know exactly, said it's difficult for him to see you go through struggles
and
difficulties.
And he's protective of you.
Right.
If he is protective of us, he will protect us from falling into shirk. Yeah. Is it true or false that some people who are from the Muslims will worship al-awthan? Yeah. Can you give us an evidence of that? The hadith, yes.
It's like I'm a first speaker to Sheikh, and we look to him as a sentence that against the law, or to allow something. We allow them that is in the hadith of Islam, but we deny them that it's on the Bible.
That's one of it, but we're talking about the hadith. That
the one we know, the person was once Christian, and then he said,
no, this is not the hadith that I'm referring to.
Evidence for that is that Allah Ta'ala said, he said, have you seen the ones who have been given the scriptures and they go to Egypt and they call Ruth for the hukum, and they say that the disbelievers are better guided than the believers. Mm-hmm. And then the Prophet,
no, we want clear evidence.
But then the Prophet sort of said that we were going to,
no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the hadith when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and some of my nation,
or they're going to follow them,
will go and live with the disbelievers, and they will align themselves after the disbeliever. And one of my nation will worship the idol. So it was clear from the mouth of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he said, وحتى يعبد فئام من أمة الأوثان فالباقي صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد أبار الطائفة المنصورة عند الحديث. Because there will be a lot of false people calling to the hellfire. Okay. Inshallah, we go to the next chapter, the chapter of Bab Ma Ja'a Fi Sihr. الطائفة المنصورة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم talked about الطائفة المنصورة and that same hadith that there will be a lot of folk, a lot of people who are claiming to be prophets, but Allah will give a طائفة, a group of the Muslims, they are victorious and they are on the haqq, they are on the truth, even though some people might defy them and some people might forsake them. Now we're going to talk about the chapter, what is the chapter number? 24. Bab Ma Ja'a Fi Sihr. The chapter is concerning sihr. Sihr in English is witchcraft or also magic. I think the same thing they mean, witchcraft and magic. That witchcraft, it could be one of two practices. The practices of witchcraft, of sihr, that we put the person under the spell of that magic, under the spell of that witchcraft. And so that person might assume things, or see things, or feel things, and that is real. That he will feel those things. But those things that he is feeling are not real. So the feeling, the spell he will be put under is real, but what he is feeling is not real. An example of that when the magicians came to Fir'aun and they threw the rope appeared to be snake. So the people saw the rope as if they were snake, but the reality of the ropes themselves did not turn into snakes. The ropes stayed ropes. But the people were put under the influence, thus they saw the ropes as snakes. So the witchcraft will put a person under real influence, but the witchcraft in of itself does not change the nature of things. Cannot turn ropes into snakes, even though you see ropes to be walking like snakes if somebody was put under that influence. But there is a second type of witchcraft or magic, which is not in actuality witchcraft, but it's delusions and illusions. People use their goodness and they use tricks. This is not witchcraft. Witchcraft refers to putting a person really under the influence. It's not a witch. It's not something that is based on delusions and illusions. The العاد والتلاعبات والحيل اللي تكون غالبا أحيانا على الحسابات. When they put the person in a little casket and they cut in half. Yeah, but there's something, there's a trick to it. Yeah, how you do that. The witchcraft, which is real witchcraft, is haram. And the person who does that is disbeliever. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the story of the angels Marut and Harut, يَقُولَانِ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. We are a trial to you from Allah, so do not disbelieve. Meaning do not disbelieve by learning the sihr. The other type of delusions and illusions
The need to say about it is something that is abhorred in the religion. It's a waste of time, and people might carry to that person who is doing delusions and illusion when they will put him in a very up position, as if he has supernatural powers, and maybe that will open the door for the people to make sure with that person. So the least to say about those practices that based on illusions and delusions are to be makruh. This is the least. In the first chapter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in that same ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنْ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. And indeed they know that the one who learned it, meaning learned how to do the magic, he would have no share in the hereafter. And that implies that they are disbelievers. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the people who will receive the book before us, part of the book. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجِبْتِ وَالطَّاغُوتِ. Those who were given part of the book, they believe in al-jibt and they believe in al-taghut. قال عمر meaning عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله عنه الجبت is السحر and الطاغوت is الشيطان. الجبت is السحر and الطاغوت is الشيطان. And this statement by Umar is in Sahih al-Bukhari mu'allaqan bi sighat al-jibt. It is the type of hadith which is mu'allaq in Sahih al-Bukhari. So Ibn Umar said, or Umar ibn al-Khattab said, al-jibt is magic and al-tahut is al-shaytan. Those people who were given the book before us, they believe in the magic and they believe in al-shaytan. So how does that apply to us, the Muslims? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you want to follow the footsteps of nations before you, handspan by handspan. So that might be applicable to some of those who are in al-Islam, that they believe in the magic and they believe in the al-taghut. Here in this explanation it says about al-taghut, they are al-ulama wal-umara. Listen, they say al-taghut, they are al-ulama wal-umara al-lazina yudhilluna al-nas yu'tabaruna tawaghit. He said those who claim to be knowledgeable and those leaders who misguide the people, they themselves misguide the people, they are al-taghut. So al-taghut is not only the shaytan, it could be the shaytan, it could be the shaytan of the son of Adam. And this explanation of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. Also in the chapter, the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, where he says, اِسْتَنِبُ السَّبْعِ الْمُبِيقَاتِ قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ وَمَا هُنَّ قَالَ الشِّرْكُ بِاللَّهِ وَالسِّحْرِ وَقَتْلُ النَّفْسِ الَّذِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ وأكل الربا وأكل مال اليتيم والتولي يوم الزحف وقذف المحصنات الغافلات المؤمنات. In this chapter, in this hadith, it says, اجتنبوا, avoid the seven deadly sins. Avoid the seven deadly sins. And this word اجتنبوا, من the verb اجتنبا. اجتنبوا from اجتنبا. What does it to be in ishtanibu? We have dealt with that in the first chapter where it says about ishtinab al-fawahish ma ghahra minha wa ma batar. We said to make the ishtinab for you to be in one side
And the thing that you need to make the ijtinab of is another type. And that is more severe in meaning than ذِقْحٍ حَرَامٍ. Because when something is haram, you do not have to make ijtinab of it also together. But when something you have to make ijtinab of it, it's haram and you have to stay away from it. For example, the dog, it's haram for you to buy or to have it in your house. But you do not have to have the ijtinab of the dog. If there's a dog, you can just keep on going. That when something you have to make the ijtinab of it, you have to stay away from it. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about al-khamr, فَاجْتَنِبُوا. You need to stay away from it. Not only haram, you have to stay very far away from it. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed 9 people in that khamr. The one who squeezes it, and the one who drinks it, and the one who serves it, and the one who buys it, the one who sells it. Therefore those people who say, Al-Khamr was not made haram in Al-Qur'an because it did not came with the word haram. Allah said, He did not say, حُرِّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْخَمْرِ. We said to him that Allah used a stronger statement. He said, فَاجْتَنِبُوا, which is more severe and has more meaning to it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us to avoid shirk. And for us to avoid shirk, we have to avoid, we have to know what is shirk so we stay away from it. And we avoid anything that will lead to shirk. Avoiding shirk, we have to avoid anything that will lead us to shirk. And we have to avoid al-sihr and anything that will lead us to sihr. Because sihr is also shirk. And the others, inshaAllah, those other things are from the 7 deadly sins. وفي صحيح البخاري also Umar ibn al-Khattab has wrote the people to kill every witchcraft, male and female. And also according to Hafsa that she first commands for a bond woman that she had, a slave girl, to be killed because that slave girl tried to put her under a spell. So this is the chapter of sihr. So we know from this chapter that sihr is 2 types. We know the type that is shirk, the type that is putting the people under the influence. Because people who learn this type of science, if we are going to call it science, they are not going to learn that until they fall into disbelief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we go through the issues.
Explanation of the verse in the Baqarah.
MashaAllah, this is a good
one. Explanation of the verse in the Nisa. Meaning of Al-Jinn and Al-Tawun, to the difference between the two. Al-Tawun could be the jinn, or it could be among the jinn or humans.
Yes, Al-Tawun could be the jinn, or it could be human.
Details of 7 great destroyers which are strictly forbidden.
Which are the 7 السبع المبيقات السحر الشرك قتل النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق. What are the souls that Allah forbids us to kill except in the truth? There are 4 types of people. The Muslim, we cannot kill a Muslim unless there is a justified cause in Islam. Al-Rimmi, you know the Al-Rimmi who lives within the Islamic State, but he is Jews or Christians and he pays al-jizya. This person cannot be killed. Or al-mu'ahad, the one who we have a treaty with us. Or al-musta'min. Al-musta'min is the one who takes the aman, who takes the permission of safety to come into the Muslim land. So this person who is given this permission of safety, if we kill him, we will be doing one of the mubiqat in al-Islam. After. No, al-musta'min could come to our land not as a refugee. He might come to our land to do some business. Where is the evidence for that? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in that surah, فَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. وَاللَّهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى سَيِّدٌ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنْ اشْتَرَاهُ. The one who learns that, he has no خلاق, he has no share in the hereafter.
And the sorcerers and magicians should be executed in no repentance,
because it says the head for a sahir is to hit him with the sword, and if the head of the head is reached the authority, we cannot reduce that head, even if somebody repents. For an example of that, somebody who steals money, and this person was reported to the top authority, to the imam, then the head has to be put on this person even if he repents. But if this person was not reported to the high authority, somebody steal money from a person, you come and you intervene for that person to let him go, then the head cannot be implemented. If the sahir was reported to the authority, the head has to be put upon him even if he repents. You understand this issue of al-had? The issue of al-had, when a person is reported to the imam, if he did a sin that deserved for him to get some Islamic punishment, the Islamic punishment cannot be reduced or eased or removed. But if before that is reported, you can forgive that person. But once the had is reported to the authority, that had has to be implemented.
So as we were found among the Muslims during the period of Amr ibn Allah and the Sahaba after Allah there.
So this thing is still there, even though we are in the 20th century, a lot of people, they fall into the practice of witchcraft. They try to learn witchcraft and they try to put people under the influence of witchcraft. Now we go, inshallah, to the second chapter, the chapter of talking about the types and the classification of sihr. The first, قال أحمد حدثنا قال أحمد حدثنا محمد بن جعفر حدثنا حوف عن حيان بن حدثنا قطن بن قبيصة عن أبيه أنه سمع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن العيافة والطرق والطيرة من الجر. ذات العيافة والطيرة والطرق من الجر. So we have said the جر is سحر, but this is one meaning of الجر. Also جر is al-iyafa. Al-iyafa is a type of practice that people use to try to figure out whether what they want to do is good or bad. So they go to a bird and they throw a rock on this bird to make it fly. If the bird goes to a certain direction to the right, that means it's good. If it goes to the left, that means it's bad. A talk is to draw a line in the sand and try to, by how that line looks, to figure out how the future will be. And وَالطِّيَرَ is to be superstitious from anything, whether it's number 13, black cat, yellow cat, anything people get superstitious with, all of that is from Egypt. Also according to Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من اقتبس شعبة من النجوم فقد اقتبس شعبة من السحر زاد ما زاد. The knowledge of the stars, the knowledge of the stars is when those people try to draw maps of the stars and say based on the motions of the stars and the locations of the stars, connected to what day you were born, and when you were born, when you were according to the maps of the stars, they tried to give you your life story. And we read that nowadays in the paper, under the horoscopes. You were born in this and such day, you are the Cancer, or you are the Lion, or you are the Scale, or you are the whatever it may be. And you're going to have this. They based that on the, when you were born according to the stars. And that type of knowledge is not permissible in Islam, and it's haram, because they are trying to know the consequences of things based on certain introductions, but those introductions, they have no connection to what they are trying to figure out and what they are trying to know about. Whereas the other science of the stars is the science for you to know your direction, to know where you are. This type of science is ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because He said, وَهُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ النُّجُومَ لِتَهْتَدُوا بِهَا فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. He is the one who created for you the stars, for you to be guided in the darkness when you are on land or when you are on the sea. So this type of knowledge to, for us to figure out the direction, is knowledge which is permissible. But the other knowledge to know things about your introductions that have no connection to that subject matter is not permitted. We tell you those people who try to get knowledge of the stars, they projected that Ali will be defeated in the Battle of Hussein. But they were liars, because Ali was destroyed. And that in the year of 37 Hijriyah. In the year of 66, they claimed that Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad will defeat Al-Mukhtar ibn Ubayd, who was in Iraq, and who was claimed to be prophet. But Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad was defeated. And there's many of times when they put a lot of projection, and they were proven to be wrong. But not any knowledge, I tell you, that try to figure out what's going to happen tomorrow based on projected facts is null and void knowledge. For example, the knowledge of the weather condition. This knowledge is not based on a vacuum. They have some indications about this, how the air movement, what is the sun. They have some meters to judge. So they are making an educated estimate. Just like if I look in the sky and I see a dark cloud, I say it might be raining. That is not, I'm not knowing the unseen. I'm seeing some introductions that will lead to that. Just like if I lift up this pen, I say if I drop it, it's going to hit the floor. That does not mean I know the unseen. I know things by trial. You understand? But the thing of the stars, the thing of those knowledge of the stars, it's not a science. It's illusion, delusion, and hallucination. This is what it is. So therefore the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, whoever seeks part of the knowledge of the stars, he is seeking part of the knowledge of witchcraft. Because this one is baatil and this one is baatil. And then we have the hadith that comes after that. من عقد عقدة ثم نفث فيها فقد سحر ومن سحر فقد أشرك ومن تعلق شيئا وكل إليه. And this hadith, it seems to be weak hadith. So we're going to overpass this, inshaAllah. Yes. So now the second chapter that we are dealing with is to find out about certain practices that are not permissible in Islam and they will lead to shirk the al-iyafa wa-tiyara, and also the knowledge of the stars. Another thing is, it was narrated by Ibn Mas'ud, it say, أَلَا هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ مَا الْعَضْبُ هِيَ النَّمِيمَ أَلْقَالَ بَيْنَ النَّاسِ, narrated by Muslim. The purpose for this hadith to be included in this chapter, even though it's not connected to the issue of sihr, is sihr, the meaning of sihr, anything that you see the consequences of it, but you do not see the reason behind it. Things that you see the consequences of it, but you do not see the reason behind it. So if you see something that is moving and you do not see what is moving, it's subhanAllah, it's like sihr. How is it moving like that? You understand? Al-Namima, what is Al-Namima?
Spreading stories.
Spreading stories and rumors. It has the influence of sihr. Because you will be seeing your brother, you are on good terms with him, nothing wrong. He smiles in your face.